Welcome back to Let's Talk Big Z Hour 2 for a Monday. Thanks for tuning in to the program. Mark Edelbrock here with you, Mike Racine alongside. And once a month, we like to highlight what's going on with our United Way of Greater St. Louis, specifically the Southwest Illinois chapter and what they do for the area. But one of the services that is provided for the United Way across the region is 211 is what we're going to focus on here for this segment this morning. We welcome back from the United Way office, Aaron Smith, who is a VP of Communications there. And we realized this probably is your first time here since early last year.
Yes, it's
been in person.
It's been a while.
It has.
I am glad to be back with you both. Well,
happy to have you. She said she almost got lost getting here because we couldn't remember exactly where we were. So, Aaron helps book the shows. And we've done a lot of the United Way shows on the phone.
Yes.
We've done that many times over the past months. Slowly but surely. Really getting back to some in-person things here today. Justin Story is the director of the 211 Information Services for United Way and is going to join us by phone here in just a second. But Aaron, as we go through and United Way kind of getting back into the swing of things, you never stopped working, never stopped offering the services, but obviously, like everything else, things had to change.
Yeah. So immediately after, and I know we've had conversations about this a couple of times last year, but immediately when, you know, the first cases of COVID came to our region, we all transitioned to working remotely from home. But obviously, the needs grew so significantly. You know, people needed information about COVID. People needed help with resources due to income loss, you know, having COVID, things like that. So especially our 211 team, they really were greatly impacted with the amount of work to be done because so many people were calling, so many people were requesting help. We had so many people who were asking how they could help, what they could do to provide help, companies, individuals asking if they could make donations, volunteer virtually, things like that. So, you know, our team really stepped up. We had team members who weren't our 211 specialists who became trained to become 211 specialists because we had so many calls coming in that we needed extra support for that.
And we bring on Justin here from their 211 Information Services. Justin, welcome to the Big Z. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Well, and just kind of piggybacking off, what Aaron said, you all had to transition in a way as well because COVID was all brand new. I mean, everybody was getting the same information, I think, at the same time. And you all had to transform kind of probably your operations to provide the best information you could at the time, right? Because, again, it was all brand new.
Absolutely. We had to scour the internet for new updates daily just so that we could keep up with information as it came out.
Just for our listeners' sake, let's just review 211, and we've talked about it a lot during the United Way shows and people here during the PSAs and other news stories. But people are kind of not exactly familiar with it. What is 211 when it pertains to United Way?
So United Way 211 provides people and families with fast, free, and confidential help with basic human needs resources like food banks and pantries, mental and physical health resources like medical information lines, crisis intervention services, support groups and counseling, employment support like financial assistance, job training and transportation assistance for those, support for older adults and people with disabilities like home health care, adult daycare, meals on wheels, support for children, youth, and families, like child care, after-school programs, early education, and then also help in non-emergency situations.
Justin, what was the biggest single request that the 211 line received over and over again in this past 14 months or so? What seemed to be the biggest need?
So from March through July, our biggest needs really were just information and FAQs on COVID. So, you know, was it safe to go out? Was it safe to buy food? There was a fear that droplets were on food in the grocery stores. When is a vaccine coming? What are the social distancing guidelines? How many people are allowed in gatherings? So from March through July, it was primarily COVID. After, the region got accustomed to what was going on with COVID, it really transitioned into rental assistance. So many people were either unable to work or unemployed at the time that rental assistance really became the focus for the region.
And I guess with those COVID questions initially, in some cases, though, that was county by county. Now, Illinois was pretty solid, but Missouri, on that side, it was kind of county by county. So mm-hmm. we probably had a little extra work to keep you all on your toes to keep track of what the plan was for that day in what county. Talk about well, and actually, let me have you talk about this because we just chatted about this in the lobby. The vaccine, of course, obviously is out there in both Illinois and Missouri. It's widely available, very widely available, and we may be seeing a plateau in some areas where there's going to be less availability just because the interest is starting to wane a little bit. But you've partnered with the group Lyft, the ride organization to get people to vaccines if they don't have a ride.
Yeah, so actually, I'm going to start with last year in January, we released a community needs assessment. It was a region-wide needs assessment, identifying what the priority needs were in our entire region, county by county. Transportation was one of the top priorities in every single county. We did 16 counties in Missouri and Illinois. So transportation is a barrier for so many of our neighbors. COVID has just amplified that. And so even before COVID, like I think it was 2019, 2-on-1 partnered with Lyft on a special partnership to help individuals get to and from medical appointments and things like job interviews and their first few days at a job, just to make sure that it was easy for people to get access to things that would help with their future. Mm-hmm. And so when the vaccine rollout happened, it made sense for United Way, our worldwide organization and network of chapters, to partner together with Lyft again to help people get to and from their vaccine appointments. Mm-hmm. So people can call 211 and we don't schedule the appointments for them. They have to have their appointment scheduled, whether it's through a mass vaccination event or at a local pharmacy. They have to have their appointment scheduled. Now they may even just be able to walk in mm-hmm. if there's not appointments required. But we will schedule a ride share for the individual to be picked up and taken to and from their vaccine appointment. So they can get up to 4 rides because some of the vaccine requires 2 doses. Mm-hmm. And so they would get a ride there, a ride back, and then a ride there and a ride back from their second appointment.
And you're right, that being the challenge, I know that was some of the concern early on, is to, especially for the 2 of the vaccine types, would people go back for that second dose? Now, we understand that, sure, you will have some protection. You won't have full protection if you don't have the second dose. But I think some have said, okay, one's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. But still, there's that concern. And so those doses are still out there, and you're still providing that service with Lyft.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So you can get a ride to and from both of your doses. And it's available in Madison County and in St. Clair County in Illinois. So if you're a resident of either of those counties, you can call 211 and receive a ride to and from your vaccine appointment, so we can make it easy for people to get those vaccines.
I found that with 2 injections, I have great phone reception now. And Bill Gates calls me 2 or 3 times a day to check in.
Mike's the jokester here, in case you're missing the show.
I forgot about that.
That's right. That's right. Justin, who was on the phone with us here, the 2-in-1 information services for United Way, have you seen the COVID topics wane a little bit? Or people, you mentioned rental assistance, that main topic here recently. Are the questions coming on other topics now, COVID questions sort of falling off a little bit?
They have been for a while now. It seems like everybody's getting accustomed to our new normal in terms of the FAQ questions around COVID. We did see an uptick around vaccine information when it first came out. And of course, we're getting, calls to help schedule our neighbors for their rides. But overall, yeah, it's going down.
And just looking at some statistics here, it seems that there was a 54% increase of calls to 211 during the bulk of the pandemic time. Are you seeing a whole drop off of calls across the board now? Are you back to normal?
So we're not back to normal in terms of volume. We're still running heavier than we have in previous years, but nowhere near what we experienced last year.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that's just because people are now finding out about 211? Maybe they weren't quite as aware of it before, now realizing, oh, it's not just COVID information, it's other things too?
Yeah, we've definitely seen an uptick across several different need categories, and it seems like the community has really embraced 211 and is telling everyone about it, which is great for us.
Well, I have a 4-year-old at home, and he goes to a school each day. His school has been extended into this month, and he's still got a couple of more weeks before he'll finish. But, and this is leading somewhere, we have a community garden at the church that I serve, and, you know, we're now picking the first of the tomato crop. But Max has become the chief waterer. So every night after school, he goes to Granite City. He's in charge of the hose, but it seems as if he likes to spray other people with it than the vegetables. And so I'm kind of just getting to there. You know, we've got some hot weather on at the moment. Are you able to help with things like cooling sites? I know that you can send folks to Max and he'll make them wet very quickly. maybe that will work, but are there some other places that people can cool down?
Yeah, so first we definitely need to get Max added to the database so people know where to go to get sprayed down.
Just added a whole lot.
Actually, Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. A whole announcer thing there. Never take a sip of water when someone else makes a joke back at you. It just about came out my nose.
Go ahead, Justin.
So 211 is a great resource for finding local cooling sites. So cooling sites open during extreme temperatures to give residents a place to stay cool and get out of the heat. Once they're activated, you can visit 211helps.org to find one near you, or just call 211 and we can help find that. But 211 can also connect callers with other resources for heat-related needs, such as utility assistance, repairs to your HVAC system, as well as potentially finding, discounts on air conditioners and things like that.
And as far as we know right now, Aaron, although it's been hot, there's not been a heat emergency issued yet for the St. Louis area. It's still early. It could still come here this summer, but not yet.
Yeah, I mean, Justin can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that we haven't activated a lot of those cooling sites. Some of those cooling sites are public places like libraries, malls, things like that. So if someone is, in need, call 211 or visit 211helps.org, as Justin mentioned, and you can look at the list of sites. They're up there, and so you can call those sites and see if they're open and available for the public.
And just before we let you go, talk a little bit about if people want to get their service on 211. Maybe they do offer a service. Maybe they want to help. They want to be added to that database to say, people call 211. Here's our organization. We're in this town. How do they go about doing that?
So there's a few different ways. If you go to 211helps.org, there is a form that agencies or organizations can fill out, and it details the services they provide, the hours they would provide them, and then that actually goes to our resource database director, and they get them entered in, and they will reach out to the organizations if there are any information that's missing or if they need to ask any specific questions. You can also dial 211, and one of our navigators can help assist them in getting to the right place to fill out that form.
Perfect. You can dial 211 from any landline or cell phone, and 211helps.org is the website, too. If you're online, you can check it out there as well. So a utilized service certainly during the pandemic, and as we come out of it, still available for those COVID questions, if you still have them, but other questions and ways to help people in need as we head into the summertime. Justin Story, thanks for your time this morning from the 211 service of United Way of Greater St. Louis. Appreciate your time today.
You're welcome. Nice talking to you guys again.
All right. Thanks for coming on today with us. Aaron, as always, good to see you again here in person.
Great
to see
you
both. We go. We're all still here.
Yeah.
We
are.
Both, as you noticed. That.
Yeah. Same chairs.
That's good. That's right.
Same microphones. Same bad jokes.
Nothing has changed. Aaron, good to see you. We'll talk to you next month.
Yeah, sounds good. Can't
all right.
Wait.
See you then.
Pause here. We'll continue the conversation. More Let's Talk on the Big Z after this.